Yeah. Okay, can't read it though. Okay, today is Friday, the 28th of October, Chof Zayin Tishri. No, it's not, it's Chof Vov Tishri. Harav Osher Sternbuch, Parshas Bereishis.
There is a medrash at the beginning of this week's Sedbah. Omar Rabbi Lezer ben Chaninya, Chov Vov Doyos, for 26 generations, Hoysa Aleph, the letter Aleph, Kore Tago, Livnei Ribbono Shel Olam. The letter Aleph complained to the Ribbono Shel Olam that I was the first letter, and nevertheless, I was left out at the beginning of the Torah. The Torah starts with the letter base, Belebaroso Elom Chobi, and you did not create the world with me, meaning with the letter Aleph. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the world and the whole, everything around the world, Nivra was only created Ela b'zchus ha-teva, in the merit of teva. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Hashem b'chochmo yosad ha-oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Pasuk, for with wisdom, with Torah, he built the land. This continues the Medrash, Lefichach, therefore, Aniyema, I say to you, that I'm going to give at a later date, in 26 generations, Torah B'Sinai. Ve'eini Peseach, and I'm only going to start, the Aseres Adivus, Elaboch. Shenema Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a nice medrash, but what lies in this medrash? Says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, what's the significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignored the letter Aleph, and only 26 generations later he reinstated it at the time of the giving of the Torah? Rav Zalman Sorotskin says, we're living in a world, a physical world, where we tend to give priority to our physical needs. Meaning to say, first thing we look for is a good job, a nice house, good shop food. Once we settle that, then we jungle around that our spiritual needs. Accordingly, we will learn on the time which is left over. As Rav Zalman Sorotskin says, in short, we attach the Aleph, the fundamental of our life, to our materialistic needs. Torah is reduced to a base, meaning to say a secondary task. The Medrash reveals to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the other way round. He made the 6 days of creation, and he put there, which is regarding a physical world, with a base, deliberately to show us, and leaving out the Aleph, that our priority, our fundamental of life, our concern, should be Torah. The Aleph, the primary concern of our life, has to be Torah. And that's why, at the time of the creation, it's written with a base to show us that this should not be our fundamental concern. The Aleph of our life should be Torah, and that's why later, when the Torah starts talking about the commandment, the Torah writes an Aleph. There is another Medrash who says it. The first Medrash is the Medrash Rabbah. There's a second Medrash. The Medrash is in the Yalkut. The Medrash, the Yalkut quotes it differently. Kala Oisiyos, all the letters, Nichnasa Livnei Briyas Olam, before the creation of the world, they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they asked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should start the Torah with them. From the letter Tof till the letter Beis, all came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to start the Torah with the letter Beis, Bereishis, which is with a Beis. The letter Aleph didn't come to request to be starting the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked the letter Aleph, why didn't you come? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the letter Aleph answered, all the letters before me are much more cheshbon than me. In Gematria, Tof is 400, base, even base is more than me, and that's why I didn't come and request that the Torah should be started. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the letter Aleph, don't be scared. Al tisyore. She'at orosh lekulam. You are the head. You are the head of all the letters. Kimelech, like a king. Ato echad, v'ani echad. You are one, and I, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also one. And continues the Medrash. Olefi shehishpalto es atzmoch. Since you went and made yourself humble. Ani megadel oisoch. I'm going to go along and make you great. In what way? I'm going to make you that the chesbon of your letter will be 1,000. Elef and Aleph is the same. And it says that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when I give the Torah, I will start with you. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu started the Torah with a letter base, and left the Aleph, which has got the gematria of 1,000, to be later. And that you will be the Rosh of Kula. I saw quoted from this Medrash, we see a tremendous limud in life. The Gemara says, in Eiruvin, Davyud Gimel Amid Beis, Kala Mechazei Ala Gdula, anybody who goes after that he wants to be a great person. If bin de Gweisa Mensch, state in the Gemara, Gedula Bereches Mimeno, greatness goes away from him. Says the Medrash, says the Gemara in Eiruvin, V'chala Bereach Min Gdula, anybody who runs away from Gedula, the end of the day, Gedula Mahazeres Achavol. Gedula will go after him. The Gemara doesn't explain if you are bereach from Gedula, how, to what extent will the Gedula go after you? The Pasuk doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say that. Says the Mefarshim, from this Medrash you see, the Ois Aleph felt that he's the smallest number of all of them. I'm only one. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go and do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he made him the greatest, the most highest in number. He became the Rosh. He became the Melech of the Elam. Not only that, that he became from one to 1,000. So we see from here that if a person wants covered or gedula, like the Gemara says, The only way is to go along, to run away from it completely, like the letter Aleph. He didn't come and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should go along and put him in the list. What did he do? And he kept away. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through that, he was zeicha to unbelievable gedula. And that is the etzah when a person wants gedula. That's a second idea. Why the Torah starts with a letter bit. The Chizkuni, at the back of the Chumashim, brings another reason. That the Torah starts with the letter base and not with a letter Aleph. Says the Chizkuni, because the letter base stands for Brocha. Masha Einkein, the letter Aleph, stands for the word Oru, to be cursed. And that's why the Torah you started the Torah with a letter base. The Mefarshei HaTorah, all of them, ask, there are plenty words which start with the letter Aleph, which have good things in it as well. For example, the word Or, light. Orech Yomim. And on the other side of the fence, the letter base has all the things which are not always good things. Why? Because you see, for example, Bila Hashem in Echo, the letter base. So how the Medrash answered its question? That the reason why the Torah should start with a base and not with an Aleph, because the letter base has always got good things. That point is not true. I'll show you that letter base has got bad things as well. Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The emissaries, there is no such thing in the world which is completely bad or something which is completely good. I will give you an example. In our eyes, oy, light, sounds to be a good thing. At the end of the day, it's not always a good thing. If somebody's lying in ambush for you, to find you, if there's light, that's not good for you. Why? Because the guy who's lying, if the guy who's after you, he will see you. And for you, the best thing is darkness. Therefore, light is not always a good thing for you. But says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, when the Heilige Torah calls something a good thing, or the Torah calls something a bad thing, the Torah has in mind something which is always good, or always bad. That's why the Torah starts, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, with the letter base. The letter base symbolizes the inyan of a brocha. Brocha is the only thing in the world which is always for the good of a person. Similarly, the word oru is, you can never find the case where oru is ever good. It's always bad. So that's why. That's why the Torah calls it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts the Torah with the word brocha, with a base, a lashon brocha, which is always a word which is always good. I want to show you that I find in other places, in the beginning of this week's Sedra, where the Torah is particular on words. The Pasuk says, Vayikro Elikim, Pasuk Ches, Vayikro Elikim, Leroki Ashamayim. So I saw, what was the reasoning behind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Leroki Ashamayim? Why? The Tevitz is, Rekia is the symbol the word Rokia of Machlekes. Where do I find that? In two places. In Parshat Pekudei, the Torah writes, Vayiraku es Pachei Hazor. He beat it out, the golden pieces, to make a pirud. Similar, Rokia, and similarly you find another posik in Tehillim, L'Reka Ho'oretz Al Amoyim. So the word Rokia is always the symbol, of separation between two things. It always symbolizes. It's a separation between two things. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the name from Rokia to Shomayim. Because Rokia, as we said, has the symbol of Machlekes. Shomayim is to the contrary. Is the Indian, say Chazal, of two things together, Mayim and Esh, which made peace together. And that's why you find, for example, by Yom Sheni, the Torah does not go along and write Ki Tov. It only writes by Yom HaShlishi, twice. Once for the Meleches HaMayim, for the Meleches HaYom, and once for the Gemar of the Meloch of Mayim. Because once they became Achdus, they became unity. As the Pasuk says, Yikovu HaMayim El Mokim Echot, then there could be a Ki Tov. So that's why the Torah writes, on Yom Sheni, which was the beginning of Machlekes, in what way, between the Mayim Me'ala Rokia, Mayim Me'achaz Rokia, it doesn't say the words Ki Tov. And therefore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that the Rokia should be called by the word Rokia, because the word Rokia is the symbol of separation of two things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the world should be created by Shomayim, which that is the symbol of Sholem, from the words Eish and Mayim, that they made Sholem, Eish and Mayim, and they joined together to be in Sholem. And it's interesting, there's by one person, there's no Ki Tov by a human being. If you look on the sixth day, the Torah, when the Adam was created, the Torah doesn't write the words Ki Tov. I saw, and the Mephoshim say, what does the word Ki Tov mean? That at the time when the thing's being created, it's good for the creation of the world already now. A person, when he's created, at the time of his creation, he's not yet complete. A person is obligated to go along and work upon himself during his lifetime until his death. We don't know whether he's going to be good or whether he's not going to be good. And that's why the Torah doesn't write by a human being when he was created, the word Ki Tov. And more than that, I saw a human being when he's created, he's not yet good. Because the Pasuk writes, late on in the Sedra, Le'tov yisa odom levadoi, eso le'ezoi kenegdoi. And therefore, says the Gemara, you can't write by a human being at the time when he's created, that he's Ki Tov. Because at that time, he's not Ki Tov. Till he gets married, he's not Ki Tov. The Gemara says in Seita, Dav Yudalet Omidalef, Tayut Teira, Techiloso, Gemilas Chasodim. The beginning of Teira is Gemilas Chesed. Veseifa, and the end of Teira is Gemilas Chasodim. Says the Gemara in Sefer Davud Dalet Amid Aleph, what is the Torah Tchilos Gemilas Chasodim? The Pasuk says, Vayas Hashem Elikim Leodom Uli Ishnoi, Kosnois Oi Vayalbishin. Says the Gemara in Seita, what is the sof that Torah is giving us? Vayikbo Isoi Bagai. So I saw a kasha. Luchura, why do you have to wait till the story after the Chet Odom Arishon to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed? How do you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed? By going along and making Kosnes Oy, the Etzem Bria, that the world was created, and the creation of a human being, which is a tremendous Chesed. Why is that not categorized as a Chesed? So I saw quoted from the Manchester Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh V'Vrocha. The Torah doesn't want to teach us a chesed, like the Bria, or creation of a person. Why? Because that chesed is only one person can do. Not person. The only person who can do that chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not a chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in himself. There are chiddushes when it's feasible to go along and do a make a shliach, and still he does it himself. For example, to make kosnes oy or kivuas meisha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to do it himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done it through a shliach. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it himself. That teaches us what's called chesed, that even the God of Shebegdalim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, he will go along and do a chesed, lekotn shebektanim, even though that chesed could be done through someone else. And I want to add on, the Torah, every word, is written for him. Who cares what the kosnes were made for? Let the Torah just write, Vayas Hashem Elikim the Odom Ule Ishnei Kosnes. Why does the Torah go along and write it? Say the Mefoshim. Who calls the Avodim Arishon should need clothes? Till he did the Chet Odom Arishon. The Chet, he didn't need clothes. He was, as the Pasuk says, "V'lo yishoshu." It's only now, after the story, kum techeis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused, through his Maisa, Adam Arishon Maisa, they need begodim. Who still HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along and brought him out, gave him the begodim. He was mamsi the begodim. Begodim wants to show you, I'm doing it for you without any bother who it's from. And as the Gemara says in Shabbos, the same thing is, Le'osid Lovei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go along and be Motsi, Kluskoyes and Klei Midas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give out the clothes. And more. The Torah writes, Vayas Hashem Lo'ev Shalodom Kosnesoi Vayalbishe. The Torah shouldn't have written that language. The Torah should have written Vayas Hashem Elikim LaOdom UliIshtoi Kosnesoi Lilboish, to wear, like the Torah writes in Parshas Vayetze. The Torah writes in Parshas Vayetze, Ubeged Lilboish. Why did the Torah? The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah wants to be miyachas, to put an emphasis on the pu'ula of the alabosha, of the dressing, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To show you HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to him, and his chemlo to him. Even though still he had gone along and sinned, still the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to him continued, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued with his tikkun and with his gemilas chesed. I said at the beginning of the avod from Rav Zalman Sulotsky that why it starts with the letter Aleph is to go along and to teach us what takes base to show us the preference in life must not be materialistic. It has to be Aleph. The Pasuk says, later on in the Sedra, Vayeda Kayin es ishtoi, Vata vateled ben, says the Torah, Vayehi boine ir, Vayikro eshema ir kashem benoi chanech. Why does the Torah write, says the Kli Yoko, Vayehi boine in the present tense? Why doesn't the Torah write the words Vayiven in the past? Says the Heilige Kli Yoko, the Torah wants to teach you that once he was building, his whole life. He never stopped building. Because when it comes to materialistic matters, there's no end. You're always building. As the Gemara says, Olam Hazeh Ein Lo Menucha. A person who's got a monarch, he's got a Messiah. Kumtais Mamish fits in beautifully with what the Kli Yoko said at the beginning of the parsha, that the basis when it comes to materialistic, there's no end. I want to finish with one thought. It's off the point, but it's a fundamental lesson in life. The Pasuk says, V'chol siach hasodeh, all the trees of the field, terem yeh ba'oretz. That itself is a kasha, why the Torah uses a tricky word of siach. The Torah should have written, V'chol ilonei hasodeh. Rabbeinu Bechai says, it's being meramez to you, that the trees say shiva every day. Siach is from the loshon losuach, tzoch, tfilah. As it says, Lasuach. Carries on the Pasuk. Ki lo himti Hashem alikim al ha'oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu till then hadn't rained on the ground. Va'odom ayin la'avodas adama. Says Rashi. Ki lo himti u'matam lo himti. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the rain come down? Lepisha odom ayin la'avodas adama. Till then there was nobody. There's nobody to be makitoiv the rain. When Adam Arishan came, the Yodan he knew, Shehin Seirach La'ilam, they needed his palel alem idam. Therefore, from today's state in Rashi, two things. That if a person, if there's nobody to go along and to be makitoiv, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, there's no tachlis. There's no reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do anything. The tachlis, says the Brisker of, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good, is that people should recognize the and be makitoiv in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. And even if a person is makitoiv, but he doesn't daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it. And Rashi says, this is all the Biskarov, Kishabo Odom, the Yoda Chain Seirach Aleh Lo'ilom, he saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it straight away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave it once Adam HaRishon daven. Without tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it. And the Biskarov says, why? Only by rain does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it. Once you daven and he doesn't give it, if you don't know, says the Biskarov, a gewaltige Wort. Rain doesn't come al derech hateva. As we saw the past 10 days, al pi natural rains to go a whole week sukkahs, that it shouldn't rain. For England, it's just not natural. It's al pi derech hateva, it's not natural. Rain has no fixed time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes makes it rain, says the Biskarov of those words, kol yom v'yom, and sometimes it can go 10 days and it doesn't rain. And that's why the Gemara calls rain gevuras geshomim, because through that you see the gevuras Hashem more than anything. Through that you see the gevuras of Hashem. So Mibal, therefore, that's why. It's only when the rain comes, only once a person davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no dover tibis. It's not natural that it should rain. Or the only thing which causes that it should rain is when it happens in Yonim of Tehillah. I finish. We're starting now a new tkufa of the winter. And as we said from Zalman Solotsky, and we see from the Klei Yoko, the ikka tachlis that a person needs to have in life, the ikka she'ifa has to be in life, has to be Torah, that we should be zeicher mamish bekorev, that the whole world should be makir. That is the aleph of the world. That is the aleph of the world, and in that schus we will go along and be makir. No, it couldn't, because you had to have the bria of the world.